A few hundred people gathered in Baltimore's Station North neighborhood last night for a vigil honoring the 49 people killed at a gay nightclub in Orlando on Sunday. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that the event conveyed a sense of unity among disparate groups of people.
The vigil drew a diverse crowd. It was organized by a few lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender organizations in the city. But the people who attended seemed to be of a wide array of races, religions, and sexual orientations. The crowd took Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake by surprise when she took the stage.
Good Lord, this is a lot of people.
Rawlings Blake, like all the people who spoke, said the shooting at the Pulse nightclub early Sunday morning was an act of hatred and needs to be countered with love and unity.
There are times like this when words seem insufficient. Just being here is speaking volumes about who we are as Baltimoreans. That it doesn't matter what neighborhood you're from, it doesn't matter what color you are.
The other theme of the night hinged on the fact that the weapon of choice in the attack was a semi-automatic AR-15 rifle. Mary Washington, who represents Northeast Baltimore in the State House of Delegates, said gun violence and discrimination are things Baltimore residents know all too well.
We all find ourselves at times victims of violence and discrimination. And so it's very relevant to here in Baltimore. And it's relevant that all these communities come together to say no more and to stop it, stop the violence.
More than 100 people have died from gun violence in Baltimore so far this year, including a 13-year-old who was shot in West Baltimore on Saturday. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.